This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
We want to welcome Brevard Cooling and Heating Incorporated as corporate sponsors of the radio ministries of WMIE, available at 321-757-9008. Brevard Cooling and Heating services all types of air conditioners from MIMS in Titusville all the way down to Palm Bay, Barefoot Bay, Satellite Beach, and all points in between. Brevard Cooling and Heating, 321-757-9008. Once again, 757-9008 for Brevard Cooling and Heating.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're going to hear an unfortunate recording. Sounds like there's a little echo here on this. And this is from a Sunday sermon I preached, just a couple weeks ago at Island Community Church. Now, Island is a church that I'm the pastor of. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. We'd love to see you. Here coming up soon in January, we'll be meeting again Wednesday nights from 6 to 7. As we're studying the book of Acts. Here in the meantime, we're in the middle of a sermon looking at a whole bunch of texts. We're going from 1 Thessalonians, the end of chapter 2, right into the famous passage on the rapture located in chapter 4. So that's where we're at here today, Tuesday and Wednesday, as we go through this text. The important thing of this text is it says, and the dead in Christ will rise first. You know, people argue all the time about when the rapture is, and people say this, people say that. One thing I've never heard people say is that the rapture is resurrection day, and it is. This is when Paul says the dead in Christ will rise first. Then those of us who are alive and remain will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. So the question is, when do the dead in Christ rise? Do we know that? Yes, we do. You can read it, John, and the Lord says it four times, John 6, 39, 40, 44, and 54. That's what we're looking at. We know when the dead in Christ rise, and that is on the last day. That's the message we're looking at here today. Enjoy part two now of this message.
Now, God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you, to the end that he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God. Once again, there's my vision for Island Community Church, my vision as pastor, and my vision for you. It's right here in this verse. To the end that he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God. Even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all of his saints. Now, Paul's going to hit on this theme, the coming of our Lord Jesus with his saints. So let's us do the same. Let's go now to chapter 4 and pick it up in verse 13. I mean, you're either on board with my vision or, I mean, some people's vision are just building a church, having as many people in it as possible, having the best music program, having the loudest Marshall's amps or speakers. That's not my vision. My vision is I care about you. And I want to see everyone walk in holiness. Please God with all that you do. I want everyone in here to be like Daniel. When Daniel prayed, they slipped the gasket running down to Daniel to answer his prayer. That's my prayer for myself and for all of you, that we all could be people like Daniel. When the angel Gabriel came to Daniel, said, "You are a person much beloved up in heaven." That's my vision for this church and everyone here. Much beloved. I want God to dispatch angels on your behalf when you pray. And don't give up because you don't see the answer to it either. Remember this as well. Romans 7:21, it says this: "Behold, I find this law." It's like the law of gravity. You can't see it, but it's there. He says, "Behold, I find this law, that when I wish to do the right thing, evil is present right beside me." It's like a faithful little dog walking down the street with you, right here. Every time you seek to do good, evil is present with me. It's right beside you. Sometimes you don't see the answer to your prayers in your time. More often than not, you don't see the answer to your prayers in your time. Amen to that? Verse 13, chapter 4. "Now I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope." Ignorant is the word uninformed. "Also, we're about to see, this is a mystery." He's going to say in verse 15 that this comes from the Lord. It doesn't come from the Old Testament, and it doesn't come in Paul's set of Old Testament commentary books he had in his study. This comes from the Lord. This is a mystery. Very important that you see that. Now, before I go on, it's important to see that the other text that talks about the rapture, that in that too, it's called a mystery. So with that in mind, I think we need to start somewhere else to look at this. Let's, if you would please, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52. To look at this correctly, we got to start there. 1 Corinthians 15:52. Here it goes. 1 Corinthians 15:51 says, "Behold." In other words, "Psst, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised incorruptible." It means you won't have a sore foot and a crick in your back anymore. Amen. "We'll all be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." So, I want to tell you, this is a mystery. Something no one's ever heard. Something no man has ever known. Something Moses didn't know. Elijah didn't know. No one knew this. Abraham didn't know this. Isaac didn't know this. Jacob, Daniel, Isaiah, David, nobody, Peter, nobody knew this. This was a mystery. "Behold, I show you a mystery." Here it is. Here's the mystery. We are not all going to die. Whoa, what does he mean by that? We will not all sleep or die, but we will all be changed. The Greek word alasso, A-L-A-S-S-O, the word means to transform. It means to change the form or the nature of something. Also, the word means to exchange one thing for another. Like Romans 1:23, it says, they exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creation instead of the creator. To exchange one thing for another. Paul says, this is a mystery. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet, we will all be changed. So here's the mystery. Not everyone's going to die in this world. Some people are going to have their bodies transformed into something else. The first half of verse 52 tells us how fast it'll happen. Look at this here. See what it says? In a moment. Look at that. In a moment. In a moment. In a moment. I hear the words whispering to me. It says this, therefore be ye also ready, for at an hour you think not, the Son of Man cometh. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, hundredth of a second, in a moment, at the last trumpet. Now, the rest of this verse gives more detail, all right? For the trumpet will sound, boop, boop, boop. The dead in Christ will be raised, incorruptible. Lazarus, come forth. The dead will be raised, incorruptible, and we will all be changed. Probably something like that. There's one side of it. A direct revelation from God, a mystery kept secret since time everlasting, now revealed to the church and now revealed unto you. Something's going to happen someday in that God is going to do something awesome to the believers in Jesus Christ. Both those who have left this world already and those that'll be alive when this happens. In a moment. Now, it was concern for those believers who had already died that partly inspired Paul to offer up these words of comfort to the church at Thessalonica. Let's pick it up now. Back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, meaning, all right, this too is also true. If we believe Jesus died and rose again, that's just the basis of our faith, right? We believe Jesus died and rose again. If you believe this part, then you got to believe this part I'm about to say. If we believe Jesus died and rose again, even so, believe this too. That is, that God is going to bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. That's your mother, maybe. Maybe your grandmother. Maybe it's your grandmother. Maybe it's your dad. Maybe it's your mother.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD.